He's your voice of reason in the medical world. Dr. Fred Brown from Griffin Health talks to Melissa in the morning. Now on WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
Dr. Brown, welcome back. We got a lot to dive into. This one I feel like we've talked about in some regard, but it's the most recent that actually just came out today. Ultra-processed food, like fast food, ready-to-eat meals, and protein bars are now being linked to harming every major organ in the human body. I mean, I don't know how many times we can go over different headlines that's like, hey, maybe don't eat it. I don't know.
Good morning, Melissa.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, you know, just stressing about the fact that I went to Taco Bell yesterday and I had, you know, a lot of food. But it's fine. It's fine. It's great. It's fine.
All in moderation.
Yeah. That was the first time, I think, in like over a year. But yeah, you know, who's counting? It's fine.
You know, and it's not just, you know, it's not just one organ. It's good to know that it actually has a global effect on your body.
Yeah, right?
Yes. And I don't think it's necessarily I don't think people are necessarily surprised about this.
No.
I mean, there's you know,
but we still abuse it. I'm just saying. You know what I mean?
It's so salty sweet.
Yeah, and it's quick. And I think the other thing, too, Dr. Brown, is that we have this mentality in so many facets of life that it's not going to be me. So you could read every study in the world, and it could say 1 out of 4, and you're like, yeah, but I'm going to be the 3. Like, it's not me. You know what I mean? I think that's part of why we almost live in denial. Like, you could come out with as many medical studies as you want, but the fast food lines are still going to be really long. It's crazy.
Absolutely. And it's interesting, because if you kind of even go back to, I don't know if you're familiar with Michael Pollan.
Sure, of course.
So Michael Pollan basically says in his, you know, he's got this great little book, and it says, you know, only eat the things that your grandparents would recognize on a label.
Oh, God, that's mostly nothing. I mean, think about that, Dr. Brown. It's so funny because I teeter a lot with being more, and I did this in Vermont, actually, and I don't know why I don't make the effort to do it. It's I wouldn't call it a vegetarian, but I would call it a farm diet where you are only eating locally, you know, stuff that you know came from the livestock that's at the farms in Connecticut, or the, you know, stuff that comes out of the ground. That is how we ate in Vermont. And it was, I mean, it was borderline vegetarian, but, you know, you throw some chicken or salmon in there, here and there.
More organic.
Yeah.
More balanced.
You know, and it's an investment, but it's cleaner. And I feel like I have this argument with myself all the time where it's like, just do it. Just do it already. I don't know how many more studies you have to read before you just do it.
It is. And I think people understand. I mean, I think understand what this is and what we're talking about. I mean, we're talking about chips and cookies and soft drinks and, you know, instant noodles and sausages and hot dogs and unfortunately even packaged breads.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if you've noticed this, and I'm sure your listeners have also. I mean, you can buy bread and it sits on the counter for weeks without developing any mold.
Isn't that amazing? That's not magic. Crazy. Are you telling me there's something in there we should be concerned about, Dr. Brown? No.
So just think about that. That's actually still going to go in your body, and you're still going to have to process that.
Yeah, no kidding. It's true.
And if you buy anything fresh or make anything fresh, you know, you're shocked that, you know, it doesn't stay a week on your counter. Maybe you're lucky to get 3 days.
Yeah, it's so true.
In this world, it's tough to take, you know, these things and take that extra time. You know, I would recommend, and I, again, I'm sort of I'm a balancer. I'm a middle of the road kind of guy. So what I would say is that, you know, you don't want to eliminate everything, because if you eliminate everything, then you're going to just want it. it's just the way we work.
Right.
It'll swing the other way.
Yeah.
Balance it out. Attempt to have more foods that are not processed. You know, spend a little, you know, spend some time. I mean, listen, we, you know, pretty busy schedule myself, and I have the time to cook some bread and, you know, put it in the freezer. And you have those opportunities.
Yeah, I think it's also just, you know, I think prioritizing. It's so funny because, you know, first of all, there's so many misconceptions that it's so much more expensive to go local than to go to a grocery store where they, you know, will package in bulk, which is actually not the case. A lot of the times you'd be so surprised. And I look at, you know, going to, for example, a Trader Joe's where they will use a lot of local stuff, or even if you go to a farmer's market or you go directly to a farm, what have you, the prices are pretty reasonable. They're pretty comparable, if you will, to what the average, you know, grocery store is giving you. So that's kind of a common misconception. But I also think it's knowing that's an investment, right? I mean, right. I think it's knowing that we're not just talking about having good food on the table that you can enjoy. It's not just indulging. It's really knowing, I think, the trickle-down effect of investing. You know, my husband put it great in a great way, because he's a health insurance broker. And he's like, look, if we invest the money up front in eating clean and taking care of our bodies now, we're not going to have to pay on the back end all
that's
of
exactly
the doctor's visits and all of the,
know,
the right,
know,
you know?
I know I love your husband.
Yeah,
that's,
I know, I know.
Fantastic.
You guys
exactly
bro out.
Right.
It's weird. Yeah, I know, but it's true. He's
it
right,
true.
Though. He's
it
like, Melissa,
true.
I know. I know that if we put more money in our budget into our grocery shopping, he's like, up front, yes, it hurts, but on the back end, he is right. We barely, other than it's like, hey, a checkup a year, we really don't end up going to the doctors too often. Now, I understand that we're young, but if you consistently do that, I mean, that's only going to help as you get older.
Exactly, exactly. And I think you really want to put the time and invest it. And then if there's definitely some positive health benefit trends, I know the sourdough trend. I mean, it's pretty inexpensive to have your own sourdough in your fridge, and you know, it just takes some time to put it together. It's a lot easier than people would think. You know,
I feel like you should hang out with our family, Dr. Brown.
Yeah,
my brother-in-law,
right?
is obsessed with making his sourdough, and he cranks that out all the time. And he never made bread before. He marries my sister now. All of a sudden, he's cranking out sourdough left and right, and he makes his homemade pickles and everything. And I'm like, who are you?
Yeah,
I'm like,
exactly.
I don't know. Where did you come from, man? It's crazy though. But for you, exactly what you're saying, like, I think even the fear of, well, I'm not a baker, I don't work in the restaurant, I don't know. Actually, you'd be super surprised at, you know, just getting into trying and looking at the ingredients
absolutely.
Of things.
Absolutely.
It's
and
amazing.
You have the opportunity to do things like breads, but you also, again, pickling is actually one of those other things too. Now, remember, people get a little nervous, like, well, sugars. Well, I mean, high fructose corn syrup is not
true.
Great.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're using sugar, okay. You know, that's at least you know what sugar is.
Yeah. True. Exactly. And you know what's going into, you know, the foods that you're eating. So basically, the guys in our family, they're making the grade. And me going to Taco Bell once in a blue moon is really not. So I've got some improvements to make.
I will not hold it against you.
Well, thank you. You, me, and the thousands of listeners right now being like, Melissa, I'm pretty sure you're going to go to the doctor and keep eating.
I think you're very brave to admit that on
I have no issues admitting I'm wrong, Dr. Brown. Absolutely not. Took years of therapy, but here we are.
But the point, you have to do that, because if you don't, take the, you know, do the splurge or do take something or eat something that you like, and you deprive yourself, it'll be the other way. And
true.
You don't want to do the other way. You want to have sort of, okay, maybe have a small something, and then, you know, that's it for a long time.
Yeah. No, you're right. We're chatting with Dr. Fred Brown of Griffin Health. And another study just came out, Dr. Brown, saying there could be a connection between a mother's stress level during pregnancy and when a baby's teeth come through. Did you see this?
I did see that.
What'd you think about that?
Interesting. It's it's interesting because how they focus on the teeth, you know, because that's I think you can kind of look at the bigger picture. So cortisol is what they're connecting this with. So cortisol is the chemical that is secreted when people are under stress. We know that increased cortisol levels in any human related to stress is not necessarily a great thing. Cortisol itself is fine. I mean, it's designed, you know, really designed to help us. It's fight or flight. It's quicker development. It's not surprising that, you know, increased levels of cortisol, which will pass to the infant, you know, that it's not surprising that they will develop faster. In particular, cortisol can affect bone. Now, we as adults aren't going to develop bone because we're already established, but children are, and teeth are essentially bone, increased calcium and increased growth. So it's actually not that surprising, and in this day and age, it's also very concerning. It's just more people under more stress.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, and I think in general, we've been also covering a lot more about stress implications, you know, not even just pregnancy, just in general, and how stress has, I feel like, more and more become a top killer in America.
Yes, absolutely. And again, I think it comes down to, I think it's all related. I mean, really, we're talking about sort of the same thing here. It's about you know, eating right, exercising, reducing stress, because this era that we live in is very stressful.
Yeah, that's very true. Dr. Brown, though, you are not stressful. I enjoy having you on the show on a weekly basis here on WICC. There is another study. This one, I love the studies. I do. I really do.
I know you do.
You're like, oh, I know. A new study shows listening to music could lower the chances of getting dementia. A study out of Australia showing older adults who frequently listen to music have a 39% lower risk of dementia in comparison to those who don't listen on a daily basis. Wow.
Yeah, this is actually a really neat study. It's a great example of using different parts of your brain in just what's going on in your life. So we have a tendency, our analytical brain have a tendency, when we're talking and when we're analyzing things, we have a tendency to focus on one part of our brain. When you add the arts, in particular music, then we actually use another part of the brain. If we're using more of our brain, the likelihood that we're going to end up having dementia is less, because now we're using, instead of using half of our brain, which is funny, right? That as a parent, stop using half your brain. Instead of using half of our brain, we're actually using the entire thing. There's some really neat studies. There's a couple of neat documentaries on people who've actually had injuries to their brain, and the, you know, predominant verbalization side, and the way that they've been able to get the individual to communicate is by music therapy.
Music being a healer.
It being a healer. And what happens is that they can't speak, but they can sing.
Wow.
And when they sing, they end up having, there's enough neuroplasticity, so enough regeneration property of your neurons to actually start singing it. And then eventually you can actually get part of your communication back. You can start speaking again. It's actually fascinating. It was, I'm blanking on the documentary, but there was one on the senator or representative that was shot.
Yes.
It's a great documentary on that, and sort of went through how she was able to gain most of her function back.
That's incredible.
And a big component of that was music. So
music.
It's not surprising to say that if you're using your entire brain or using different parts of your brain, it actually synthesizes across your brain and can reduce the likelihood of developing later brain disorders, including dementia.
Wow. Incredible. Okay, I got two more stories, not related, kind of related, though. Follow me with this one. So U.S. Food and Drug Administration says it's taking steps to remove the lengthy black box warning on many hormone treatments for women with menopause symptoms, a shift that is expected to give women more options for treatment and generate a flood of new prescriptions. On the same token, we've got the prices of popular weight loss drugs like Wegovy and Ozempic being lowered. Mm-hmm. And to me, I just think we're making more prescriptions available to people. And it's not all bad. I think that's like a good thing. But at the same time, I do wonder / have some concerns that people just start getting access to prescriptions without consistent check-ins with their doctor.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So one is that the HRT, so hormone replacement therapy.
Yep.
Yes. I think there's definitely a place for it. I think there was an extreme when it came out. One of the original studies that was there, that it was deemed to be, and this was in the probably early 90s, it was deemed that using HRT was beneficial to women, and then they ended up coming back, redoing the study, researching a larger study, and found that it actually had cardiac risks.
Yeah, I believe it like plummeted in the early 2000s.
Yes,
I feel like I remember
exactly
that, because of like cardiovascular.
That's right.
Maybe some breast cancer, all that.
Study I'm looking at right now.
Okay.
So that was the concern, and we're just kind of talking again. It all kind of relates. Is that we went extreme and said don't use it at all, and I don't think that's the case either. So I think you're 100% right that, you know, there's definitely a place for it. I think you just need to make sure that you need a prescription for this, and you need to be able to talk to your providers about, all right, what is the best way to do that. And I know women have started to use it more and has definitely been beneficial to them. They just need to be careful about the you know, the potential side effects, and if you have a cardiac history, making sure that you're watching very closely.
And I mean, same thing for the weight loss medications, I'd imagine, which is
weight loss medication, which is really good. So, I mean, listen, we will continue to monitor, right, Melissa, to see, you know, what outcomes occur with this. But so far, it's been pretty positive. I just recently saw a study myself showing that there's been a 5% reduction of weight of obesity in the U.S. related to this.
Yeah, of course. So, and it makes sense. Absolutely.
So again, it's a benefit. We do know that the benefit of weight loss, you know, may in turn be less of a, you know, less of a concern for what the potential long-term side effects of this medication is.
But people are going to be on it for life.
But yeah,
that,
well,
there
it
is.
Definitely a financial implication to it too.
Right.
That's exact. And it seems the longer you use it, the more benefits you'll get from it. But yes, it's still expensive. And even if you lower the prices of it, I mean, instead of $1,000 a month, that's going to, you know, if you go to $500, I mean, it's still pretty expensive.
Yeah, no, it definitely is, for sure. Dr. Brown, I'm telling you, I don't think we could take a week or so off, although we're going to, because next week is Thanksgiving. So we'll see what else we generate. We need like an hour, though, catch up whenever we don't have you on the show. So I hope you have a wonderful break, though, and we will see you back after Thanksgiving. And I thank you so much. You are truly the very best.